The Maritime's finest.
God bless his heart.
What's going on, bud?
What's your father's name?
Call me Mr. East Coast, motherfucker.
What's up, my dudes? It's episode 7 of Come Closer East Coaster. And I'm your favorite podcast host, Justin Finney. Now, I know it's been a minute. I skipped an episode because I just had a lot going on in my life and I just couldn't focus any energy into the podcast. But you know what? It's my podcast and I'll do what I want. So much has changed from the time that I spoke to you guys last till now. It's just been a steady climb and things have been just really working. And you know what? Part of me kind of equates all this to the beginning of my podcast because I was feeling like I was stuck and in a rut and I needed something to get myself out. And that's when I started this podcast. And it's all of a sudden things are just like bing, 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 clicking. I was working, as a lot of you know, as an engineer in the dairy industry, and I was starting to drag my feet. I just was, you know, I wasn't happy there anymore. I wasn't reaching my full potential. I felt like I wasn't being utilized to the best of my abilities. So opportunity came across my path, and I took it. Started a new job, left my old one, you know, which is scary because you're at a place. I think I was there for over 3 years. And you know, you're comfortable but I know growth is on the other side of fear. And I kept telling myself that. So I started with a new company and I hit the ground running and I just took off. I even heard somebody say that it seemed like I had been there for 20 years and I was only there for 2 weeks. So in that time, it came across my attention that there's a chance that I am in line for a promotion. These last few weeks, I've been really putting all of my attention into that to make sure I sealed the deal with that promotion. And guess what? Yeah, boy, got it. So moving on up, that took a lot of my attention and I had to put my focus there and a lot of my attention and focus is going to remain there because, you know, I want to be the best I can be in any role that I take on. So, but anyways, never fear. I am back now. Originally, when I started this podcast, I was at my kitchen table in the house. That's where I used to do it. So anybody who knows the Finneys knows how loud we can be. I could never get 5 minutes of quiet time. So what did I do? I took my podcast stuff and I moved it out to the shed. That worked for a little while, but then as summer came and the more things I got into, you know, I'm always bringing stuff home and new gadgets and gadgets. Everything starts filling up the shed to the point where now it's like I open the door, throw it in and close it right quick and hope everything doesn't cascade out of the door. So that wasn't working anymore. So my wife and I discussed about turning one of the spare bedrooms into a podcast studio as well as an office for her business. A home office. So, and that's still the plan. It's just with everything going on, we also had a baby shower for my stepson. He's going to be having a little girl here coming at the end of the month. So I had to get the house all ready for that. So just my attention was shifted elsewhere. But right now, while we're waiting for that studio to be built, your boy's podcasting from his camper in his front yard because your boy don't need a campground. He don't need to go camping. I could just park that in my front yard. I'm staring right at the ocean. That's right at the end of my property. I'm sitting in a camper and I'm talking to my favorite people. And that's how we do it around here. It is hotter than a motherfucker here in PEI right now. I don't got the AC on in the camper. I'm dripping sweat, but so is this cold bottle of Heineken. And that's all that matters at the end of the day, isn't it? I also stand here hat in hand. I amped everybody up about the swim for Jason. With everything going on, I did get to go for the swim. I just didn't have the time or the resources to film it and do the things that I wanted to do with that. And that's part of the last while like that I've been putting off the podcast because I was really bummed that I wasn't able to do that for him. But what I'm going to do in lieu of that is I am going to have an episode of about all my favorite stories with all my friends that I've lost over the years. And I've lost a lot and I'm only 34. So that's going to be a story in itself. So we'll get to that. But on a more positive note, the bubble is finally fucking opening, man. I think it's for real. Like, it sounds like it's for real this time because they've dangled that carrot in front of us a few times. And then every time we reach out for it, it went whoop, whoop. And then you tried to get it again. It went whoop. And they just pulled it from you. But this time, and you know what? You got to have your vaccination if you want to travel and not isolate. I got my first shot, so I'm good to go. I'll bathe in that shit if it means I can get out of here and get on a road trip. We just bought this camper. I want to take this to see some cool campgrounds. Get out there and experience life again. You know what I mean? I'm so sick of staring at life through a screen. I want to get out and feel it. And I want to do it for the culture, not just so I can post a picture of myself doing it. I don't give a shit about that. I want to be there and in the moment. And that's what's going to happen as soon as I can get the hell out of here. So look out. Your boy's going to be mobile pretty soon. Well, you know, maybe I'll just keep this podcast studio set up in the camper and we'll just drive around and have like Finney's camper fucking sessions or something. I don't know. That being said, everything else is just going great over here, and I hope everything is going great with all of you. Again, my apologies for not being around the 2 weeks ago, but don't worry, I will never leave you. This is going to be going on for as long as I have a breath in me. We're going to keep going, and if anybody knows anything about me, I like to talk, and this is a good place to do it. All right, everybody, so let's just get into story time this week. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. I'm gonna dive right in. Here we go. So this week's story takes place in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. That's where I was born and raised. Now, I'm sure most of you do know that. But now, for those of you who are not from Canada, I know I got listeners down in the States and Argentina and Mexico because I see my analytics of my listeners each week. Cape Breton is an island in the province of Nova Scotia on the east coast of Canada. Now, if you didn't deduct on your own that's probably on the East Coast by the title Come Closer East Coaster, then you need to give your nuts a tug, buddy, because you're not paying attention enough to the world around you, and you're probably going to trip and get hurt. Just kidding, but maybe I should preface this story with this. Me and my brother, my mother did not raise a bunch of fighters. We're not out there giving people putting people in the triangle or throwing them in arm bars in the middle of the road and doing karate kicks and punching and kicking and twisting and turning. Like, that's not who we are. This just happens to be a situation that we found ourselves in. Well, okay, me and old Jordo, we found ourselves into this situation. My brothers just happened to be with me. And it just so happens that this is the first time that I brought my then girlfriend, now wife, home to meet my family. Like most stories do, my wife and I were, she was my girlfriend at the time. We were living in Fort McMurray, and things were getting pretty serious, and we decided it was time for us to go home and meet our family, each other's families. So what the plan is we're going to fly into Cape Breton. My mom and dad will pick us up. We'll go spend, I can't remember how many days we were home. I think we were home for like 10 days, so we divvied the time up. So we were going to spend a few days with my mom and dad. Then we were going to rent a vehicle, drive to Prince Edward Island, spend some time with her mom and stepdad and, her family there on the island. And then we would take that rental car, drive from there to Fredericton, where we would drop it off at the rental service and her father would pick us up. And we would then go with him down to, he lived in Brockway, just up from St. Stephen there, the border town. We would spend the rest of our trip home, and then we would just fly out of St. John, I think, is where we flew out of. I don't remember. We're flying home, we land in Cape Breton, and, I'm just pretty much, jumping out of the plane and getting down and just kissing the ground, because anybody who's from Cape Breton knows that feeling, especially when you're living in, mainland Alberta, and you come home and you smell that salt water, and it just hits you in the face. If you can think of something that reminds you more of home, well, okay, maybe the smell of the liquor chick. It was just, that good feeling. So my mom and dad pick us up and my brother, maybe it was just my mom and dad. That part I don't really remember. But what I do remember is now I'm talking to my wife saying, okay, here's the plan. We're going to get Munchies Pizza in Florence tonight. Tomorrow night, we're going to get the liquor chick. Then we're going to go to the Mist on Wing Night. Or Four Wings, I don't remember if it was Wing Night. And they were like my three places I had to hit while I was home. And I said, and then when we rent a vehicle, we're going to grab two Paul's Pizza Burgers and we're going to eat that shit on the drive. That was the game plan. So we're home for a day or two and we're all having fun and everybody's meeting each other. And, so we go out to my cousin Jordo's and we get talking. And so we decide we're all going to go out to Dooley's that night and have a game of pool. So who's going to go is me, my two brothers, and Jordo, and my wife. That was the kind of the crew that we were going out with, right? It was just kind of like a last minute we threw together, and my wife and I wanted to get out, and Jordo was down, and my brothers came, and just one of those things where it all just gels. So we get to Dooley's that night. We get some drinks, and I went to school with the girl behind the bar, so we're talking to her for a little while, and she was is still a really good friend of mine. And we're having a good chat, and this guy keeps coming over, and he's talking to my wife, and he asked who she was, and she's like, Justin's girlfriend. Oh, and he's like, oh, I went to school with Justin back in elementary. Oh, we're good buddies. He's a buddy of mine. Oh my God, I know Justin. What a great guy. Now, my wife tells me this. I look over. I don't have a fucking clue who this guy is. I'm telling you right now, man, if you gave me his name and put two people in the room and said, point to him, I'd probably point to the other one. Okay, I didn't know who this guy was. After all was said and done, and I really sat and thought about it, I think we might have been in the same class in like grade one for like 3 months. Hey, I leave a lasting impression on people. What can I say? He's just continuously coming to us about this and about that, and he's always kind of hanging around with us. He keeps going up to Jordo and saying, "This is my buddy," putting his arm around him. "Oh, that's my buddy. Come on, have a smoke, buddy. Like, you're my buddy, right?" So anyways, just Jordan's just laughing it off like Jordo does. I'm laughing it off because we're having a great time, right? And, you know, we got Kathy home for, who is my wife, sorry, and home for the first trip with us. And now, mind you, she's, her mom's from Cape Breton. So this is not her first time in Cape Breton. Her mom's from New Waterford. I'm not sure if I stated that earlier, but anyways. But this is our first time without meeting all of us, and you know, so we're trying to behave ourselves and have a good time. So as the night progresses, we are just having a pile of fun. And we decide we're going to go outside, a bunch of people we know outside, you know, just go stand out front. So we go out front, and I look over, and there's Jordo standing there with a pitcher of draft. He got a big pitcher of Coors Light in his hand, and he's just drinking her right from the jug, right? And like, Jordo being Jordo, he's just looking around like he's not doing nothing wrong. And me being me, I'm looking around like he's not doing nothing wrong either, because that's just Jordo with a pitcher. If you want the truth, I'm probably standing there waiting for my turn to get a sip out of the jug, right? This is pre-pandemic where people still shared stuff, right? We, the guy, the bartender or the bouncer or one of the guards there, whatever he is, a guy that works there comes out and says, "Hey," and he knew us, and he said, "Hey, Jordo," he's like, "Yeah, you know, you can't have that jug out here, man." And we just laughed. We're like, "All right, you got us," kind of thing. He's like, "But I'll just put it in on the ledge and you just can grab it on your way back in," right? So we're like, okay. So when we go back in, who do we see talking to the bartender but that guy? And he's pointing at us. So here he, going on all night that he's our buddy and everything, is pointing at us, telling on us that we're outside with the draft. So now we're kind of annoyed. Anyway, so we get talking. We look back. Here he is with a glass, pouring himself a drink out of our jug, right? So now it's on. We're like, "What the f- is going on here?" Like, so we open the door and we're like, "What are you doing, man? Like, get out of our draft." And then he starts mouthing off, blah, blah, blah. So we get in this big argument. He comes outside. Next thing you know, him and Jordo are in each other's face. Now, as I told you in previous episodes, I don't like people messing with Jordo. Jordo don't like people messing with me. Now, this same thing goes for my two brothers who happen to be with us at the same time and my wife, okay? I don't remember how the actual fight broke out, but next thing I know, it's like I'm throwing haymakers. It's like whap, 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 and Jordo's swinging. There's a bunch of people all getting in now. Meanwhile, while this is all happening, I look over. My oldest brother's way over by the car because he's the one with the most biggest brain out of all of us and knows, like, this is stupid, and we should just get the hell out of here, and there's no need for this nonsense. But I'm in my 20s. I got my new girlfriend home, and I got to show off, and I'm with Jordo, right? So this is just like a Molotov cocktail. So we're in this big brawl anyways, and we get fighting, and I can hear my wife going, "Justin, Justin, Justin," right? And my other brother, he's kind of standing on the outside, like, just kind of like, you know, like, did you ever see a guy, like, skipping rope, and you're just waiting for your chance to jump in, right? You know what I mean? So he's just on deck, kind of moving, waiting to get in, but with everybody kind of trying to break us up and all this stuff going on, I'm coming over top of everybody swinging, just laying her to buddy. So the bouncer comes out, breaks up the fight, and there's a bunch of words being said, and then Jordo's father's on his way to pick us all up because we were going back to his place and my oldest brother was going home. He wasn't drinking, so he took his car. So when he pulls in to pick us up, we're all in this big argument, and Jordo's going back over for another fight, but now the bouncer's there, and he's kind of a tough dude, and we don't, you know, nobody really wants to mess with him, so he comes out, he's on his way over, so then my uncle knows him, he jumps out of the car and was like, "Hey, like, come on, and then, you know, let, blah, 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 I'll get the guys out of here, you know me, like, we're gonna get them out of here." As Jordo's running, my uncle grabs him, like, clotheslines him in the parking lot and catches him from going and pretty much drags him into the car. So now we're all piling in the car and we're laughing, dying laughing, because it was just like, and like, you know, here's my wife's first trip home with us. Like, I'm sure she's probably like, "What a bunch of idiots." At the time, I'm probably thinking like, "Ooh, yeah, look at us. We're, this is us." But anyway, thinking back, I'm sure she was probably like, "Oh my God, what a bunch of childs." We're sitting in the car. We're in the back seat, so it's Jordo in the front, me, my wife, and my brother Dickie in the back seat. And Buddy starts screaming out, "Come on, boys, all you guys, all you and your buddies against me and my buddies, or I'll fight every one of you one-on-one. you know who I am. Here's my phone number. Call me. And he rattles off his phone number, right? And I scream, buddy, you go fuck yourself, buddy. And my brother Dickie sticks his head up out of the car and goes, fuck off, bud. That's the pizza number. What is that, Papa J's Pizzeria? He goes, I'll take a large combination. And the whole fucking parking lot just goes into an uproar laughing. We're all dying in the car, so we peel out of there. So we go back to Giordo's. One of my other buddies shows up, and we all just sit around. We're having drinks in the basement. We're having a laugh. So that was kind of the end of that story, but it kind of stretched on a little bit, because after that, it was like 2 days later, we left and we were headed to PEI. I'm driving to PEI and I get a Facebook message from dude's girlfriend, okay, who I actually got in a fight with this chick, her man, years ago when I was in high school, a different guy. It's like, I don't know, man, she sure can pick him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she must just close her eyes at a bar and go, you want to be my baby daddy? Anyways, I get an email from her account, but it's him talking, or like a Facebook message from her account, but it's him talking through, and he's like, blah, 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 I'm not scared of you, I'm going on. I just messaged back. I was like, dude. He's like, you come to my house anytime, and we'll duke it out. But I was like, buddy, I was like, it was just a misunderstanding bar fight thing. Like, well, do you remember the good old days? I don't even remember the good old days, because they predate me, but I've heard about them. Before that, like, remember when you just fought and it was over? Like, whatever happened to that? Like, okay, you win, or maybe we fight again, but it doesn't become this big thing, right? Like, why does everything always have to escalate? And that drives me nuts. So I just kind of said that and tried to kill it. So I'm not back out before we go on the rest of our trip. There's lots of stories from that, man. Like, I went to a campground with my wife's dad, and we had, that's a story in its own. I'll tell you that one in a couple weeks. We're back out west, and I'm a big guy. I read a lot of CBC News. I've always have. Like, I was probably like, when I was in my 20s, I was probably like the entire 20s demographic that listened to CBC. Used to love Stuart McLean, all that stuff, right? So anyways, I'm reading this article about a robbery in Cape Breton. The Lick-A-Chick was robbed. Now, if those of you, I'm not being a pervert, the Lick-A-Chick is a chicken place. They sell fried chicken. I grew up like 3 minutes from there, and it is blow your socks off. I'm telling you, I was eating a chicken breast one time, and when I took my third bite, my socks just blew right off my feet. They were just like, pow! I knocked out an old lady walking by on a walker. The other one landed in the deep fryer. Now they're selling deep fried socks. I think they were selling at half price because it was used. But anyways, I'm telling you, that's how good the chicken is. So this, apparently somebody robbed this place in a Petro-Can. Petro-Can here in Canada is a, bumped the mic there, is a gas station. Somebody robbed it with a crossbow. Now, I hope you got good aim, because I don't know if you ever tried to reload a crossbow, but it doesn't exactly happen in a split second. If you don't hit me with that crossbow arrow, you best believe that you're going to be wearing that crossbow in about 15 minutes. But anyways, turns out it was dude. So that's it, man. So what was this dude trying to do? Line me up like so I could go and meet him somewheres, and he'd hide in the bushes like he's fucking Rambo with a camouflage crossbow and like pick me off from 30 yards. Or maybe he was just losing her. I don't know. But that's just another East Coast story from your favorite East Coast podcast. I'm happy to say, even after all that, my 10 years later, my wife is still with me. I know some of you are like, how the fuck could anybody put up with you? No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, thanks everybody for listening. And always remember, I love you, bye.